B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
First caller of the night. What's up, Jackie?
What's good? What's good, Jackie? Everyone?
What's good? I've been waiting for you to call me all morning long.
Well, I'm here.
All right. Well, what do you got for us?
Well, I actually have a funny story that happened to me like around Halloween time. Mm-hmm. I had my husband come and visit because we were going back and forth between Puerto Rico and actually here in Massachusetts. And in one of those occasions, he came to sleep over and we were trying to switch a queen size bed to the full size that I was actually sleeping on. Mm-hmm. So it was in the attic and he told me to go to the garage to go get a rope. And I was trying to be as fast as I can. And I went to the garage to go get a rope and it was a pile of mess. And I ended up finding a rope underneath this clutter. So I'm like, okay, if I pull it, you know, I can, like, you know, grab it and go upstairs. Mm-hmm. So I ended up pulling and tripping over an axe or something. And I landed on top of garbage, everything, with the whole rope. And I was running upstairs to, like, okay, I got the rope, you know. And they're like, oh, no, we don't need it. I already finished.
Oh, my God.
And I was...
Now...
I literally lasted 2 minutes just getting the rope.
Now, I have to say, when you were telling that story and you mentioned an axe, was it an axe you said you mentioned?
Yeah, she said an
axe.
Yeah,
it was okay. It was like either a machete or an axe or something on the floor. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say when you tripped and fell, you fell on the axe. So your story is actually not as bad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's change to that. Who on the Get Up Crew here between Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa would trip and fall on a sharp object?
I don't know why, but I'm going with Melissa.
You're going to go with Melissa? Okay.
You know, I am pretty accident prone.
Do you have any stories of that happening, Melissa?
Me?
Yeah.
A falling on an axe or something
falling
sharp?
On sharp? Something sharp, yeah.
I think I've stepped on a couple things before. Not fallen, though.
Amateur hour.
Yeah.
I almost cut my my shin. I did cut my shin. I almost, like, severely cut my shin on a chainsaw one time when I was playing.
Get out of here.
Oh, I'll never forget. I was at a friend's house, and we were, like, in his dad's garage. And I forget what we were doing. I just remember I was backing up. Were we wrestling or something? I forget. I just know I was backing up. And I kept on feeling something, like, kind of sting on the back of my leg. But it didn't, like, it didn't hurt so bad that I, like, you know, sometimes you just kind of hit and you're kind of like, oh, whatever. And then it happens again and again.
Yeah.
After, like, probably, like, the fifth time, I'm like, what the hell is this? And I just looked down and blood was pouring down the back of my shin, and I looked, and it was a I kept on rubbing it up against the chainsaw.
It wasn't on, right?
No, it wasn't on.
Yeah,
if it was on, I would have.
How are you cutting yourself on a chainsaw that's not on?
Because we were, like, wrestling, so I was, like, I kept on rubbing up against it.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't realize that would happen, but I kept on, like, basically, like, slicing myself, kind of, against the chainsaw.
My brother put his hand through a...
Was it on?
I would hear it. No, I know. That's why I was asking. My brother, I'll never forget, put his hand through a glass window.
He was
fighting, kind of like what you were saying, with some friends. And he thought that he went to push the door open because he thought it was unlocked. But it wasn't. It was, like, on a lock. So we went to go push it, but his hand went through the glass instead. I'll never forget it. I thought it was cool, but he had blood coming out. Yeah, it was pretty bad. Blood was gushing everywhere. I was like, wow, look at that. That was cool.
That was so cool. Yeah, if I was me, I'd be like, oh, my God, that's so thud.
Yeah, you would have passed out.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.